Rule number 15 is simply ask, which means pose questions that help increase the conversational flow. Asking questions is a normal part of any extended conversation in your personal and professional life. Your job as a master communicator is to ask questions that elicit positive responses from the people you interact with. That way, you'll be able to show sincere interest while creatively maintaining the flow of a conversation for the enjoyment of all. Here are three ways I've chosen to define the word ask. 1. To pose a question to someone. 2. To seek additional information, find more clarity, or to make a request for something. And 3, as it applies to this book, to redirect the flow of a conversation into areas that can be more interesting and enjoyable for everyone involved. Sometimes people get stuck in their conversations and have little or nothing to say. The following suggestions will help you assist other people in finding their conversational flow so that they can have a more enjoyable experience of talking with you. The first suggestion is prompt them to elaborate on their topic. If a person comes to a quick halt in their discussion with you, it could be because they're afraid of boring you. You can take that fear away and give them more freedom to express themselves by simply asking for more content or information. For example, an appropriate question to ask in order to get someone to elaborate more would be, "That sounds interesting. Could you tell me more about that?" Or you might want to widen the scope of your topic by asking, "How else or where else is this true? I'd really like to know." Another suggestion is seek clarification of their statements. Sometimes people will speak in broad, general terms. For example, occasionally I've been guilty of making a statement like, "Women love to talk while men hate to listen." Since I may be afraid of a person's reaction to that statement, I might leave those words hanging without further explanation. But you as a listener could keep on that theme by simply asking, "Well, how do you mean?" Asking that type of question gives the speaker permission to talk more about a subject that could have potential interest for both of you. And a third suggestion is ask cleverly for sensitive information. There will be times when you'll be asking a question in the hopes of expanding a conversation that may get you into sensitive areas. These are areas that many people don't want to talk about unless they feel safe with you. To avoid an instant negative reaction, you can begin by saying, "Well, I'm just curious, but what is it that you hate so much?" What often happens is that the other person will counter with, "Well, why do you ask?" or "What made you ask such a question?" And the reply that handles this objection is for you to say, "Oh, don't mind me, I was just being curious." The key here is to be aware of sensitive areas that may cause a person to be defensive. Then it's a matter of having an acceptable reply if you happen to stir up unwanted initial responses from the people that you ask. The bottom line is, remember that in order to talk like a winner in the broadest sense, you must ask like a winner as well. All you have to do is follow a simple and powerful rule. Pose questions that will help increase the conversational flow. Once you appreciate the significance of this essential part of successful everyday communication, it's only a matter of playing around with the ideas, practicing with greater intention, and testing it regularly in your own life until it becomes a natural part of you.